the WHBL Newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time 12 noon. We are expecting a mostly sunny day and highs in the mid-70s for your Thursday. We'll have more of your Fox 11 forecast following the news. The search for a missing 52-year-old Wyoming man in Lake Winneconne came to an end last night. Winnebago County authorities say they got word around 10:25 p.m. that a body was found in the water along the east shoreline. It has been identified as Roger Itterdahl. Itterdahl went out fishing on the lake Monday, and about 12:30 that afternoon, his boat was found going around in circles with no one in it. The cause of his death is still under investigation. A Sheboygan man faces sexual assault charges for his alleged actions to a teenage niece. According to the criminal complaint, the 14-year-old accuses 42-year-old Corey Anderson of inappropriately touching her during two incidents at his residence on Columbus Avenue last month. Anderson faces up to 40 years in prison for each felony charge. A man gets busted for jumping off a construction crane in Sheboygan on the 4th of July and posting a video of the stunt online. John Meerdink reports.
Come to the land of the world's largest flag.
It's not the first time Nick Probson has jumped off a landmark in Wisconsin. He's bungee jumped from the Leo Frigo Bridge in Green Bay, too.
Terrified to death, ain't gonna lie.
So swinging from a 140-foot construction crane on Acuity Insurance's property in Sheboygan is kind of par for the course. Police weren't amused, citing Probson for trespassing. Video of the incident is still on YouTube.
As of this morning, no charges have been formally filed. The former West Dallas police officer charged with dumping two murdered women in suitcases was forced to resign in 2001 after he allegedly harassed at least a half dozen other women. According to personnel records of 52-year-old Stephen Zelich, investigators uncovered a pattern of inappropriate incidents. It included the stalking of a hairstylist even after she had another boyfriend and a baby, and the stalking and demanding of dates with exotic dancers at their clubs. The last straw for West Dallas police apparently came in May of 2001 when a woman fled Zelich's apartment in just her underwear while crying. President Obama holding a small meeting to address the immigration crisis at the border, but is still not planning to visit the border as he wraps up his trip to Texas later today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the story.
The invitation came from Governor Rick Perry. The Texas Republican says he told President Obama yesterday,
"This is important for you to absorb as a father, but more importantly, as the President of the United States."
President Obama rejecting what he sees as nothing more than a photo op.
"This isn't theater. This is a problem."
The solution, President Obama says, at least in the short term, is Congress passing a near $4 billion package to house and process the thousands of kids illegally crossing the border and ultimately sending them back to Central America. In Fort Worth, Texas, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The man accused of shooting six people dead in Texas is expected to make his first appearance in a Houston area courtroom today. Ron Lee Haskell faces capital murder charges. Police are backing away from earlier reports that four of the suspect's own children were among the victims when Haskell opened fire in a Spring, Texas home. The latest financial figures in the Wisconsin governor's race sparked a debate over how much Democratic challenger Mary Burke should chip in. The former Trek Bicycle executive put up $400,000 of her own money soon after she announced her bid last fall. Yesterday, the Burke camp said she has not had to put up any more since then because she raised $3.6 million from others during the first half of the year. But Republican incumbent Scott Walker raised more than twice as much as Burke with $8.2 million. Joe Zepecki of the Burke camp says Burke would contribute more before the race is over. Roundy's of Milwaukee will transfer its ownership of 18 Rainbow Food stores in Minneapolis-St. Paul to new owners in the next 2 weeks. In the meantime, Roundy's is in the process of selling its 9 remaining stores in Minnesota. The firm earlier said it would close the 9 stores this year if it could not find buyers. Roundy's actions in Minnesota is also blamed for the closing of a food distribution center it owns in Stevens Point. The company recently said the shutdown would be complete by the end of September, and almost 200 employees will be out of work. Harley-Davidson is recalling over 66,000 motorcycles after warranty claims turned up a safety defect. The recalls include 2014 Touring and CVO Touring motorcycles with anti-lock brakes. Harley-Davidson says the front brake line can get pinched between the frame and the fuel tank, possibly causing fluid pressure in the front brake to increase and locking up the front wheel. Harley says it knows of 5 crashes related to the defect. 2 people suffered minor injuries. Harley says it will notify affected owners later this month, and they can get repairs for free. A major intersection in the city of Sheboygan will be under repair this weekend, causing some lane closures and detours. The city's Department of Public Works will be doing manhole and pavement repairs on portions of the intersection at Erie Avenue and North 14th Street. As a result, some lanes will be closed to traffic starting early Saturday morning. Traffic traveling north on 14th, west on Erie, turning east onto Erie from 14th, and turning north onto 14th from Erie will be prohibited. Detour signs will be posted to direct traffic, and we will have the full detour list on our website, WHBL.com. Roadwork is expected to be completed by Monday. The city of Sheboygan will get a visit from the state's First Lady later this month. Tanette Walker has scheduled a Walk with Walker event for July 25th. Since becoming First Lady in 2011, she began the initiative as a way to travel the state to bring attention not only to healthy living, but to some of the beautiful places in the state. For her Sheboygan visit, organizers have planned a roughly 2-mile walk. It will begin at DeLand Park, head north along Lake Michigan to North Point, and then return to DeLand. Members of the public are invited to take part in this free event. All you need to do is show up at 10 a.m. at DeLand Park and make sure that you are prepared for the walk and the weather. As for your forecast, mostly sunny for the rest of your Thursday, a high near 74. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 55. Warming up to 77 tomorrow with partly sunny skies and a chance for a late-day shower or thunderstorm. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL as we return to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time is 12:06.